Let's open our Bibles, please, to Revelation chapter 1. All right, how many want the truth? The whole truth, nothing but the truth. Oh, help you, God. We want the word. As I told you, I was in that church and I was preaching, and I said, "Well, time is up. I got to stop." This group over here starts it. We want the word. We want the word. And then they turn to you, we want the word. The pastor said, "Pastor, you got to give them some more word." Praise God. All right. We're going to have to go through this fairly quickly because I want to get out on time so we can get the other group in so they won't park in the front and so forth. All right, let's pray. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the word today. Thank you for the anointing that's on our lives. Thank you for the Spirit of God that is here to minister to us divine secrets, mysteries from the kingdom of God. Father, we ask you to open up this word for us. Let us see things we've never seen before so we can do things we've never done before. Father, I pray the anointing of God be upon me in these lips of clay, that I may speak forth this word with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. Now I ask you to think through my mind, speak through my lips, that this word will come forth unhindered, unchecked by any outside force. Now we give you the praise, call it done in Jesus' name. If you agree with me, would you say amen?
Amen.
All right, we're reading from Revelation chapter 1 and verses 5 and 6. And from Jesus Christ, who is a faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Glory to God.